And this morning for devotions, I would like to read from Philippians 1. I'm only going to read three verses. Philippians 1, I'm going to read verses 9 through 11. And I was thinking about these verses. I first read these verses a week or so ago. And so I kept going back to them all week and thinking about them. Verse 10 is what actually struck me at first. But as I read them, I thought maybe 9 and 11, I thought we should talk about those verses as well. And as we know, Paul was writing to the Philippians here. But in verse 9 he says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God." And so as I read these verses and kept thinking about them and studying on them, I thought I would just give you some thoughts. Hopefully they make sense to you. So the first part of the verse is, "In this I pray," and I just imagine Paul praying. And as he prayed, thinking about the Philippians, thinking about the burden on his heart as he prayed, and I just wondered, how often have you prayed? And I know that you all have felt this at times. When you pray for your friends, you feel a burden for them. Or when you feel a burden or something that you can't handle alone, and you feel the prayers of your friends. Paul said, "In this I pray." And he said this, "that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment." And as I thought about those verses and what they mean, that our love may abound, you know, love is the fulfilling of both the law and grace. The love is not the fulfilling of only the law. Love continues to grow, and it's a fulfilling thing. And it says that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. And you wonder, why does it say in knowledge and all judgment? If you think about Paul himself, Paul had a lot of zeal for Christ. But he didn't have sound judgment. He didn't have good knowledge of who Christ really was. Because as he went out and persecuted the church, he had zeal, he had passion, he had a lot of this. But it says that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. You know, we need knowledge and sound judgment with our love. Our love is not effective without it. As Paul got to know Christ, he met him there on the Damascus Road. He found sound judgment and knowledge. And then his ministry became effective as he grew and his love abounded. And he's praying that the Philippians could learn more about this love and that they could learn to have more knowledge and judgment in their love. And then verse 10, "that ye may approve things that are excellent." So when we're thinking about our love abounding more and more, and we become more knowledgeable of the love of Christ, and we become more knowledgeable of what God really wants in our lives, we should then move from the foot of the cross where we had our sins forgiven. We should move from the foot of the cross and move beyond that, that we may start to approve things that are excellent. As we look at the things in our lives, are we looking at excellent things? Do we want what's excellent for our children, for our family, for our marriages, for our work, for our play? Do we want excellent things? Do we want the best? Or are we satisfied with the mediocre? As our love abounds in Christ and it grows, we should desire a more excellent way. And then it says that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. See, God's love, as it grows within us, it takes away the pretense. It takes away the junk. All the trash in our life, we start to empty it out. And we become a sincere people, a people that have a true heart of love for Christ. And all of our things that we do in life are based on that fundamental foundation of Christ. And we become a sincere people that aren't proud or trying to mask who we are or trying to be someone that we're not. We're just a sincere people that love the Lord our God with all of our soul, with all of our mind. And that we give everything that we can to God. And it says, without offense till the day of Christ. And when I looked at this part of the verse, this is where I thought, you know, can we ever be completely without offense while we live on this wicked earth? I'm not. I would like to be. But we can strive to be without offense. We can strive to show Christ to others sincerely and without offense. Doesn't mean that you're going to have it perfect. It doesn't mean that your life is going to feel perfect. but we should strive for that. It says that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. I like that verse. I want to be like that. I think we should all strive to do that. Verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. And so if we're filled with these fruits that come into our life through the life of Christ, and as they shine through us, everything that we do with our friends, with our parents, with our work, church, we should be filled with those fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Are our lives shining forth the glory and praise of God? Are we holding on to selfish things and our selfish desires, not willing to let them go because we're not, and because of that, we're not able to give glory and praise to God? What are we hanging on to? Let's get rid of it. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. You know, we need to want that. We need to desire that with all of our soul, with all of our heart. And we could go in and read the fruits of righteousness, but I'm going to read all three verses one more time. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. That's actually until Christ comes to get, takes us home. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. And that's what I hope that I can, and what I hope that we all can be, to the glory and praise of God today and moving forward. At this time, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.